Welcome back, everyone, to the Zamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today, Matt is here from Wisconsin, didn't bring me any cheese.
It's wintertime, James.
Okay, sure. I don't know if the
cows
stop.
I don't know if that matters or not, but
and it's probably a long drive to the dairy.
Sounded good.
You're here, special guest, Snack Pack Edition, because you wanted to talk about Zamarin Forms animations.
Animations.
Why and how?
Why? Because I don't think a lot of people even know about Zamarin Forms animations. It seems weird that you would have this cross-platform UI framework, but be able to do animations in them.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah. So, 5 minutes, what you got for me?
All right. So, in 5 minutes, I want to show off the four big animations that we have in Zamarin Forms. Translate, moving things around the screen.
Yep.
Scale, making them bigger.
Making them smaller, maybe, too.
Making them smaller.
Who knows?
Rotating them. Flipping them around, and you can do it Y, X, Y, and Z axis,
cool,
all over the place, and fading them, playing with the opacity.
Cool. Let's check it out.
All right, here we go. So what we have here is just a simple XAML page, buttons, and helpfully, I put a click event on each of these buttons. We can go behind and play with the animations.
Nice.
All right, so first off, we're going to do the translation. And the APIs for these are super simple. Of course, they are awaitable.
Yeah.
So we don't have to mess with the user's experience. They can hit it, and away we go. So, translate button dot translate to, and now what we have here, well, this is zoom in, is that we have a couple different options here. We can say X and Y, where we want to move it to. And the thing that is important to remember is that the X and Y is 0, 0 in the upper left-hand corner.
Of the control.
Of the control.
Got it.
That way we can say, and it goes negative to the left, positive to the right. Or negative to up, positive down.
Perfect.
So let's go 100, comma, 0. And we'll say the length, let's make this one 500 for milliseconds, so a half second. And then there's this easing function. And so what this easing function does is it gives us some ways to do some additional animation to it. So let's do a bounce out. So what this will do is we'll make the button bounce out a little at the end of it. So we will scroll back out here. I will save it. And then we can see we just moved it over and kind of bounced it. Right.
So and people are like, how are you doing that? We're using the Zamarin Live Player.
We are using the Zamarin Live Player inside the iOS simulator.
Cool.
Really cool stuff. So I'll do a translate button and I'll move it back to 0, 0 and just by default. And so and moves back.
Very cool. Nice.
Pretty slick. And then scaling. And helpfully call this one the scale button.
Makes sense.
Yep. Scale 2. And I'm going to scale it to 3. And we'll do this over, let's say, 1,000 for 1 second with no easing.
Okay.
And then I'll bring it back to the, back to 1. That's scale 2. Back to 1. We'll do it over, again, 1,000 and easing. And we'll say here is spring out. So in and out means when you want to have the extra animation take part.
Got it.
And so out being the end of it.
Got it. That's cool.
So scale up and down. It kind of just goes a little bit past that one point and makes just a little bit smaller.
That's very cool. And you await on all of them. So the first animation finishes, then the next one.
Right. Very and because our UI doesn't lock up, I can do translate here and scale there. And they both kind of run at the same time.
Nice.
All right, rotate, and I bet you can guess what the animation is here.
I have to imagine that it might be rotate 2.
Rotate 2.
Beautiful.
All right, and we'll just do in degrees to, let's say, 180. 180, leave it the length and the easing the same, and then we'll wait it going back. Rotate to 0, and we'll say 500. And like I like that spring out, so we'll bring it just a little back.
Yeah, that's really cool that it's just one little enum can really spice it up.
Yep. And,
well,
yeah, just a little bit.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
And you didn't really do anything. One, two lines of code.
Yeah.
Done. That's so cool.
Yep. And then fade to. And it's a fade button.
So I bet it's fade to.
There it is.
Of course
fade
it is.
Fade to. Right. And of course, we can do, let's do 0.5. And we'll do it over a half a second. And there's a couple different easings that we'll have. We'll do a sign in, sign out.
Okay.
So this will make it start up fast, slow it down, and come in
very
fast.
Cool.
And we'll actually do it over 1,000 for a whole second.
Yeah. And this is pretty cool because you can do it right in the Zamarin Live Player and then test out all the animations in real time.
See how it all works.
That's cool.
We'll make it go to zero. We'll make it.
Get out of here. Very cool. All right, so that's cool, but what does it look like in a real application?
In a real app.
That's cool to play around with. Right. What else you got?
Right. So what you want to do with the real app is just kind of pizzazz things up and make them fun, right?
Yeah.
And so what I have here is the My Weather app.
Good old My Weather app.
My Weather app. I love
this app.
We can go and just get the current conditions of wherever you want. And so this is the basic before we added the animation. So
this looks like about what I made, yep.
Yep. So right now it's 38.75 degrees in Madison with some haze.
Pretty warm.
It's actually really nice compared to what it used to be. And Seattle, it currently is.
Beautiful.
It's nicer here than it is in Madison, right? All right, so let's actually show you what we're doing. So I have this Handle Quick event behind the scenes. And what I'm going to do first is I have all the, we'll scroll this a little bit over so we can see what we're handling, is the image. I'm going to make its initial opacity 0 and its scale really huge. I'm going to make this 15, so when I do it, it's going to come zooming back in.
So no animation, just instant.
Just instant.
Got
and
it.
By the opacity being 0, you're not going to see it.
Got it.
So I'm setting up for the original.
Got it.
And then same thing with the condition label. Opacity 0, so you can't see it, but all the way over to the side, 300 units over.
Cool.
And the temperature label, opacity 0, but the rotation, X rotation, over at 0
cool.
as well. And then, first thing I'm going to happen, I'm going to say, get weather button, scale to 0. And that's this button right here, get weather to 0. I'm going to go and actually execute, go and get my current conditions. And next thing up is I'm going to bring the conditions button image way back in.
Back in.
It's huge, but I'm bringing it back into over one second, and I'm going to have it bounce.
Cool.
Next thing is, when all of these, because these are nothing but tasks.
Yeah, so you can run a bunch of them together.
Right, right. So the image, I'm fading it in from 0 to 1 over a half second. The label, moving it over and fading it in. So when
cool.
all three of these are done, I'm then going to start the temperature label. I'm going to spin it around.
Oh, cool.
So we can see it. And then finally, I'm bringing the button back in, so it's going to shrink and come back out.
Nice. Cool. Let's check it out.
All right. So let's run it over on iOS.
So now you can take kind of any sort of application you have, add a few animations.
Yeah.
Boom.
Simple as that.
Oh, look at this.
Here we go. Seattle button fades away.
Whoa, cool.
And there it is.
Beautiful. And that works on both iOS and Android?
Works on both iOS and Android. We'll bring the Android app up. We'll look for My Weather.
Oh. So this is nice. Fully cross-platform.
Fully cross.
Uses the hardware acceleration.
Mm-hmm. And we'll say get weather.
Ooh.
Goes off, spins around, and it comes back.
Boom.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Animations in just a few minutes. Spice up any application. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It's wonderful. Yep. Xamarin Forms.
Awesome. Well, Matt, thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks for having me, James.
Absolutely. This has been another Xamarin Show Snack Pack, making applications beautiful with awesome animations in Xamarin Forms. Don't forget to subscribe up over there, down over there. You know where it is. Ding that bell. Get those notifications in your inbox. Until next time, I'm James Montemagno, and thanks for watching.